Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city, Chicago, Friday, May 12th. It was cloudy outside. I was working the early shift at WGN. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. More than 3 million people live in the city, and when they get hungry, we go to work. Lieutenant, your beard is of Santa Claus proportions. Good morning.
Yeah, I have to trim it. Yeah, thank you. That's welcome. I noticed we had my last St. Jude's parade was last week, and I saw some pictures. And I was like, oh, it's getting a little too much.
You're in the final countdown, aren't you?
I am. Yeah, a little over 2 months left.
So. And then you will leave the force. You'll have spent how many years?
28 years. 28 years in the police department, 4 years in the Marine Corps, and so I'm ready to go guarding.
You have served, you have protected, and now you'll be gardening, and I'm sure you'll continue dining. And I'm so glad about this spot you picked to review, because I've been hearing that this is the greatest hamburger joint around.
Well, yeah, you know, and I've actually I used to go there a lot years ago when I worked downtown. We would drive out there sometimes. The top-notch burger at 2116 West 95th Street, and that's in Chicago. And it's a great hamburger joint, old time hamburger joint. I mean, they even have the lunch counter.
Oh, nice.
They have a, you know, not many places have it anymore where you can just go sit down there in their booth. Now, when I was in there this last week, nobody was sitting at the lunch counter, but you can envision a bunch of, you know, the tradesmen, like that guy that called earlier, the carpenter, just sitting there and having their lunch and not talking to anybody.
I love it.
Yeah.
So is it just burgers on the menu?
Well, it's a very limited menu. The burgers are the main thing, although now I see, since I've been there before, they give equal billing to the turkey burger but they have the regular cheeseburgers and hamburgers and the turkey burgers. And just to stick with that for a second, they are they're made like you had when you were a kid. You know, you can get them. They make them any way you want them.
The hamburger you're talking about,
mm-hmm. And but they also have the lettuce and the tomato on the side, and you put your stuff on there. It's great, and they come with really good fries. They have very good. They're kind of crispy on the outside, soft on the inside fries.
So when you say you could also have it like when you were a kid, you mean just bare, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you could. Well, no. You know what? A lot of places now, they put everything on there so you get it. It's already kind of made for you. Where when a kid, it's like you get the burger with just the bottom part of the bun, and then
The
lettuce, tomato on the side, so you can pick what you want to put on there.
Uh-huh. What else did you test over there?
Well, I tried the soup. They had chicken noodle soup the day I was there, mm-hmm. And because they have different soup every day, and it was pretty good. It needed a little salt, I think, but that's, you know, it could be just my taste.
They want you to be healthy,
right? Yeah, so I had to put a little crackers in there to get the salt. But
sure,
they have a bunch of sandwiches. So they had grilled cheese sandwich, which. I actually, the reason why I had the soup is I was asking because I was thinking about getting the grilled cheese if they had tomato soup.
Of course.
But they didn't. Not that day.
I was thinking that when you said grilled cheese. How was the grilled cheese?
Well, I haven't had that in a long time, but I love a good grilled cheese sandwich, and I know they have a good one there.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have the club sandwich, which is like a BLT, but with turkey on it. That's the only difference I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have the, you know, their three pieces of bread. And
sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, oh, they also have real milkshakes. So real milkshakes and a cheeseburger is like the perfect 12-year-old lunch. It makes you feel like you were 12 years old.
I got news for you, Lieutenant. It's not just a 12-year-old perfect lunch.
No, but it brings you back to a time. And I was there on a hot day, so it was very good to have some milkshake and cheeseburger.
That sounds fantastic. Top-notch burger, 2116 West 95th in Chicago. They've been there a long time because I've heard about them forever.
Yeah, I mean, I've been going there. Well, I mean, I haven't been there in the last few years, but I was going there probably 20 years ago. And so they've been there at least that long.
We're investigating food, as we do every Friday at this time, with Lieutenant David Haynes. Tell me about the fascination you have with caramel cake.
You know, I don't know. I've done my Ancestry.com, and my family comes from New Orleans, but it's a couple generations ago. I think it's just sort of, it's in the DNA, you know.
I guess.
I really like beignets and caramel cake, and, you know.
And actually, you make cakes, don't you?
Well, I have, yeah, and I have made caramel cakes. I don't, now that the kids are grown and my wife is gluten-free, I don't do it as much as I used to. But yeah, I used to make I make a great caramel cake, and I make a great 7-Up cake. So
a 7-Up cake,
yeah, you make it with 7. It's like a pound cake, but made with 7-Up. And
do you ever go in the kitchen there at the police station, whip something up for the for the boys?
All we have is a toaster oven. So.
All right, so
we do bring food in occasionally, you know. We do. I made smoked brisket one day and brought it in.
But, really?
Yeah.
Wow. I've got to get you a better facilities at the police station.
I got an officer, Neil Fatu, who brought in a whole friggin' lamb chop, and I didn't share it with nobody.
So this cake here, this is from Baker Sisters.
Baker Sisters at 1801 West 95th Street. And this is, I guess they moved a couple locations around. And so they're at 1801 95th Street. Now, it's at Wood and 95th. And I say that because anybody, apparently on the south side, you'll know what I'm talking about. But Wood Street runs right along the track. And mm-hmm. When I say right along the track, I mean if you move too far over while you're driving away from the place, you're going to get hit by a train.
Uh-oh.
Really right along the track.
Be careful.
And so I went in there, and I'm going to try and describe this, but it's very difficult. My wife does it better. You walk in there. These ladies are—they're from New Mexico. Tammy, I was talking to Tammy, and I said, "There's an atmosphere when you walk in here. Everything slows down. It's like I know when I'm in Tennessee, I have that feeling. It's like it's very laid back, very relaxing. You find yourself in a conversation that lasts 20 minutes when you go in there to pick up a piece of cake. It's like they're very, very nice people, and
that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, they're just great people, and it's very hard not to talk to them for a little while because they're very interesting. And so I went in there looking for caramel cake, and I love a good caramel cake. There's only a few places in the city that make really good ones. Now, if you look at it, it's very light and fluffy. The cake is very light and fluffy, and the frosting is very light and fluffy. Mm-hmm. When I make it, it's usually much thicker and sticks to your teeth. Mm-hmm. This is better than mine. So
this is like a healthier version?
Well, I think it's just it's one you can, for one thing, you can eat more than one piece of cake, which I found out. And nobody tell my wife I had a shake and caramel cake on the same day.
And I can't wait to taste this. Because I'm not familiar with caramel cakes. Since you're an expert, how did this one shape up versus others?
Well, the only two really good ones that we have in the city is the other one that's way on the south. I'm forgetting the name. The one that the vice president went to. I can't remember the name. There's only two really good places in Chicago that make them that I've been able to find. If anybody else knows them, let me know. Baker Sisters is really good. It's much lighter and fluffier than some of the other caramel cakes I've had over the years.
Did you try out other goodies at this place?
I did. I did, and I still have some left. One of the things that they make is real old-fashioned banana pudding. Mm. And I learned
that's a classic.
I learned how to make banana pudding when I was in the Marine Corps from a guy who was in the from Alabama when I was on KP duty, and so I am a connoisseur of very good banana pudding. When the kids were little, I used to make a ton of banana pudding, and they do it with vanilla wafers with the real bananas and the real pudding, and it has to set for a little while, and then it is unbelievable. If you've never had real Southern banana pudding, you got to try it.
I had some recently, and it was in Tennessee at a barbecue joint. Yeah. Yeah, and it's filling.
Yeah, and it's a different. It's different than this is not your Jell-O brand banana pudding. This is real banana pudding is something special.
Now, this place, Baker Sisters, has more than just desserts though, right?
They do. They have barbecue ribs and rib tips for they everything they do is takeout. They don't have tables, so but you can order barbecue ribs and they I think they might have some wings too, and it's you can order like lunches and stuff, or you can do catering. It's and they're very nice. You can sit there, and I had a whole thing in a menu, but they do. They have things other than baked goods, and they have butter cookies too.
Baker Sisters, 1801 West 95th in Chicago. Sounds like a great place.
Oh, it's fantastic.
News on the hour coming right up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. We have restaurant news first, Lieutenant.
Yeah, the Logan Square Farmer's Market starts this Sunday.
Oh, it's getting to be the season. I love the farmer's markets. And yeah, the Logan Square one's supposed to be a good one, isn't it?
It is. It's probably, I think it's the best one. There's also one downtown in Daly Plaza, I think, starting this weekend. But the Logan Square one is, they got like 100 different vendors, 100 different tents. And it's a little easier to find parking in Logan Square because it's a big area. And there's a lot of, when you get tired of walking down in the farmer's market, there's great places to walk around down there. It's a lot of fun.
Sunday morning kicks off at 9 a.m. Logan between Milwaukee and Whipple. And then a couple of openings to mention today.
Yeah, Catherine Ann's. We reviewed them a while back. They're opening up a second chocolate store.
Mm-hmm.
And it is at... I lost the address. Sorry.
They've got the espresso bar there, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 3653 West Irving Park Road. And it's opening in the next week or so, and it is fantastic. Catherine Ann's does real gourmet chocolate. We're getting a few of these gourmet chocolate places around town. You try them, you'd be amazed. This is not your normal Hershey bars. These are real, real heavy chocolate.
Like that. All right. Did we cover everything?
I think there was one other one, but I can't remember what it was.
Now check your ticket book.
The Golden Girls pop-up, the Golden Girls cheesy pub and grub.
Well, it's open now, isn't it?
Yeah, it opens. It opened May 10th. It's open until August 10th, 1367 North Milwaukee. If you like the Golden Girls, you know, they'll thank you for everything you do, right? They're very polite over there.
Very good. Feel free to leave the caramel cake.
Yeah.
Hey, let's be careful out here.